Please be advised this podcast is all nonsense. Nothing you hear or see while adventuring with the worm should be taken seriously, or more importantly, fact-checked. Try not to let the mispronunciations distract you from the knowledge being shared. You're just riding with two worms trying to have a good time.
Recording time!
What time is that?
It's about what? What time is it? 17:54.
Ooh, is that a little bit later or about the same time as you normally start?
About the same time that we always start.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Yeah, because we stretch beforehand.
We have to stretch our cords.
Yes, vocal and...
Accordion? I went.
I was going to say like
do you not call strings. Do you not call your accordion your cord?
I call my strings my cords.
Ooh.
I've got to stretch my string cords. Like, all of my hoodies have cords. All of my joggers have cords. Stretch them all.
Stretch them all.
Well, I have to. Whether I'm wearing them or not, they are still classed as cords.
You don't want to injure yourself.
Would you class a corduroy pair of jeans as cords?
Yeah.
Got to stretch those cords.
Got to stretch every cord.
That was just because it's corduroy, isn't it? Cord would be...
What is corduroy? Is that actually...
I don't know, is it like a bit like felt? Like it's...
Well, no, is that what the material is called? Or is it that... Is it like flares?
Where... Oh, so it's just, you think it might be the style?
That's what I don't know, I'm asking. Because obviously a flare isn't made of flare, it's made of denim. Typically. No, I suppose you can get cotton flares.
Well, yeah, no, technically, yeah, because jeans are made of denim.
Yeah.
But they're called jeans. I wonder where they got the name jeans from.
Maybe Gene made them.
Oh, possibly. Maybe someone called Gene made them famous.
Yeah. So a corduroy, is that the fabric? Or is it the name?
The problem is... I think it's got to be the fabric. And the reason is...
Because you don't get... You get denim flares and you can get cotton... You can get any cut trouser flared, but you can't get denim corduroys, can you?
Also, you'd say a corduroy jacket. Yeah. You wouldn't say like a denim corduroy.
So yeah, it's got to be the fabric, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So I wonder what it is. Is it just...
If I remember correctly, isn't it that weird sort of striped, bumpy material? But that feels
But surely that's not a characteristic of the material. That's just how they present the material. Because
what I meant was, am I right?
That's what they are.
Because I can't determine what it is if I don't know if I'm... No, so I'm like, it's that jeans thing, you
it's
know?
It's typically that striped, felty material. Yeah.
I was just thinking, because if I got it wrong, and you're like, no, dude, that's not corduroy. For the next 5 minutes, we'd just be talking about two different things.
Okay. No, it is that, yeah.
Is it like... It's like a cross between felt and like a suede. Suede's
probably... No, I think suede's quite close. I think you're right with suede.
Yeah, but isn't suede like it's slightly smaller? So the fibres are like not as long.
I've never been in Fibromatics 101. I don't know.
Fibromatics,
actually. Fibromatics. I never took that.
That's how I know you weren't in there, because you wouldn't have the name right.
Yeah.
Fibromatics.
I was in the vending machine course.
Every time you came, you had to turn up with a different type of material clothing.
Ooh.
What did you have to turn up to the vending machine course with?
20p.
So you
could use the vending machine.
Ooh, is that for like practicals only?
Well, it's always practicals. There was no theory.
No theory in vending machines.
No theory.
Nah, sounds like a chump course. There's loads of theory in vending machines.
Yeah, but they never taught us it.
What about setting up the controls?
No. There was nothing about setting up vending machines. It was just the use of vending machines.
Yeah, but part of the use is like, knowing how the control panel works?
No, not at all. It's like your driving test. You don't get taught how to maintain... Not these days, anyway. You don't get taught how to maintain a car. You get
But you get taught how to use the panel?
Nah, not these days. You just taught the pedal. That's it. They don't even teach you the brake anymore. They just teach you accelerator.
I mean, the way people drive these days, I would say that's quite accurate.
So now, they don't even need to.
No, that sounds silly. Because the course you went to was many years ago, so they would have been doing it back then.
Nah.
Do you reckon you got stiffed on your course?
Maybe.
Like, it was actually meant to be like a 3-year course, and they were like, this ain't going to last 3 years. We'll just not bother doing control panels.
Yeah. It did feel rushed. Most of the time, the vending machines weren't even filled up.
Just
empty.
So did you turn up with 20p and nothing was in there?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, but you've still got to use it.
Yeah.
So you lost 20p and you didn't get a snack?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. What were your favourite vending machine snacks?
Crunch bars.
Mm. So did they go quite quickly?
Yeah, yeah. They were like, you had to be there first to get one of those. Or Wheatos. Wheat Crunch, sorry. Wheat Crunch.
Oh, Wheat Crunchies, yeah.
They were fast as well.
I think the good thing with Wheat Crunchies is they had some substance to it. Like, it was quite a hefty crisp.
It was, yeah. Good crisp.
Yeah, like, you didn't want to have skips because they would disappear too fast. You're like, this won't work 20p. Remember when they used to put drinks in vending machines, but not vending machines that weren't cold?
Yeah. So you just get like, or made for drinks.
So it was just like a lukewarm, put the drinks at the top, and then just smash to the bottom. And you're like, well, it's too warm to drink anyway, and I can't open it. So essentially I bought this drink to take home and put in the fridge, where I already have Coke.
So,
that was always good. I think the placement of vending machines was quite interesting, because they didn't always consider
that it's going to fall 10 foot.
Yeah, or heat.
Yeah.
Like, I remember at a place we used to have vending machines outside.
Yeah.
Chocolate melts. Don't know if you know that.
No, man. They didn't teach that in the vending machine course, I told you. So, it was basic.
They had this vending machine. It was kind of, it was out of direct sunlight and out of, like, direct weather, but it was in, like, an open area.
Yeah.
So it was covered, but it wasn't, like, it wasn't out of the elements. So if it was cold outside, the vending machine got cold and whatever. And obviously when it was really hot, everything in there just melted because it was still warm enough outside, but it wasn't direct sunlight.
The people who own those vending machines took the same vending machine course as me, because it sounds like they had limited vending machine knowledge.
Like they taught you how to put the money in, but they didn't tell you
anything else.
Don't put this in direct sunlight. Yes,
and that's the problem, because it taught you nothing else. But
possibly, like I said, this is a
you're fully certified after, so you know.
Like I said, this was a while ago.
Yeah.
So, more than likely, it would be the same one. Mm-hmm. Where do you keep your vending machine?
I never finished the course.
I
turned up too often without the 20p, so that kicked me off.
So, what did that mean that legally you weren't allowed to buy one?
I just can't run a vending machine business. Mm-hmm. I could buy one, but I couldn't do anything with it.
Well, you could just have it.
Yeah, I could have it at home, but I couldn't run a business with a vending machine.
Would you do that? Would you get a vending machine at home and just have it somewhere if you had the room?
Nah, because I spend too much money on it.
Yeah, but it's your money, you just take it back out again?
But so much effort.
Nah. Or, better still, you could do it like it's token-based, because you didn't always have to do them with money, did you?
Probably not.
You could do it with a token?
Yeah.
So you could do it token-based, and at the end of the week, you open the token drawer and see who ate my snacks.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be quite a novelty to have a vending machine at home.
It'd be funny.
But imagine the effort of having to restock it. All this.
Yeah, but it'd be great when you have people round, because they would actually pay because it's such a novelty. You get free money.
Yeah, that's good, actually. That's a good point. Yeah, I like that.
Why is your crunchy bar £3.60? Inflation?
Inflation, yeah.
Inflation's a bitch.
It's inflating my wallet, you know what I'm saying?
You can't tell them that. Okay. Don't say, you know what I'm saying, because then they're not going to use it. But then if you go first as well, it's that whole sort of idea of like, oh, well, he had a go, I'll go as well.
Yeah.
People wouldn't think about it, and then they go, I can have my money back. We're like,
nope.
It's stuck. Timer activated.
Yeah.
Only opens once a year. When? I don't know. It just opens.
Just opens.
If I'm not here, I'll miss out. I've got to wait another year.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting way to collect your money. Like from a bank or anything. Like your paycheck goes in and you have limited time to take the money out.
Ooh, and then you've lost it.
No, just sits there. You can't access it until another year.
Next time.
Yeah. So if you're really bad at not accessing it in time, you could go years and years of that being... So you get loads of money saved up.
But you can never access
it. But you're living on the streets because you can't access your money. That'd be interesting. Or certain times of the day to stop people being idiots. You know how, like, young people will wait until their paycheck's out? They'll be going out on a Saturday or something, or a Friday night. They're going to get paid that Friday.
Yeah.
But in the evening. So they wait, and then they go and take money out in the evening as soon as the money hits their account so they can keep partying.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, well, people do that.
Oh, okay.
It's completely irresponsible, obviously. But maybe if there was like a time limit, you couldn't take it out.
Yeah.
Or certain locations. You are too near a club here. You're clearly using this for partying. Please go use a cash point at least 2 miles away.
That would, you know, stop people partying, because no one's going to walk 2 miles to withdraw cash.
Well, I guess these days you don't really need cash anymore, so it kind of defeats it.
Actually, most places don't even take cash, do they?
Yeah, so you'd have to somehow apply the same principle to card.
Card. So you'd have to pay from 2 miles away.
Yeah.
Please use a contactless payment machine 2 miles away.
I mean, the only thing it really stops people doing is, I don't know a lot of drug dealers who take card.
There's probably some out there now.
Yeah, but I don't know a lot.
Okay, all yours are cash still.
Yeah, because obviously they prefer to be untraceable.
Ooh, drug vending machine. You'd have to be like pretty fortified, but I reckon that's a business. Obviously, I can't run it because I don't patch my vending machine license.
Maybe it's not as... I reckon it's even longer to do a drug vending machine.
No, I reckon it's the same. I think there's a few logistic problems. Is one, if the police caught you restocking it, you'd probably get done for selling drugs. But I mean,
you're not.
You could just say, I'm keeping them there. Like, I'm just putting them in there.
You could also say, if you can find a way to show, like, not own it, legally on paper. Then if you ever got caught, you could say, look, I just stuck it up.
I just stuck it up.
Yeah.
That's true.
And if each thing... I don't know. You could go one better. You could just have, it's a card with the drug you want on it.
Yeah.
Or each card represents a drug. You get the card out.
Yeah.
And then it tells you where to go to get your drugs.
Nah, I don't think people are going to use that because then that's another step.
No, people would use it because they're less likely to get caught. If there's a drug vending machine and someone finds out about it, the police will sit there for like 8 weeks, get all the people that used it. So we've just got a list of people now.
That's the other problem, isn't it? Yeah.
Whereas if it's a coded message, you could say, well, it's only a card and it tells them to go to this place.
Is it illegal to pick up drugs if you find them on the floor?
Probably not.
So what if the vending machine...
dispensed it onto the floor.
And you, when you brought it, you just brought like a piece of fruit that was also in the vending machine, and the drugs just happened to fall onto the floor.
Well, in fairness, there's loads of rules around that in like certain places where... I was reading one earlier, in fairness. It was in either a university or a college in America or something like that, where on the campus they had certain rules about selling food.
Yeah.
And there was some guy there who was like selling paninis or something, trying to make extra few bucks, whatever.
Yeah.
And because he was trying to sell food, he wasn't allowed. They basically shut it down.
Yeah.
So then he started selling paper towels, and you got a free panini.
Yeah, that's the same concept, yeah.
So I reckon there's certain rules around it,
yeah,
that if you were just one picking it off the floor. But I do definitely think fruit goes bad, so you might have to go back to candy.
Well, yeah, or like cans of beans or something, you know, something with a really long shelf life, because then I could just stock it up with beans.
I mean, in fairness, what you could actually do is have normal containers,
yeah,
and inside those containers are the drugs, because plausible deniability, I genuinely thought I was getting a crunchy. I genuinely thought I was getting a whisper.
Yeah.
They wouldn't. They would know what they were getting from beforehand. They already knew what they had to put in.
Maybe, I suppose they would also, you say plausible deniability, but if they were paying £20 for a crunchy, they'd be like, why are you paying £20 for a crunchy? I really like crunches, bro, right?
Maybe you've paid beforehand, you get a token. Oh, no.
Back to the tokens.
No, okay. So you pay your money beforehand to someone.
Okay.
Because they'll have to tell you which one to get anyway.
That's true, yeah.
So you paid someone, I don't know, £30,
yeah,
for a whisper.
Okay.
So you go get your whisper.
Yeah.
But you know, they'll give you 20p to get your whisper out, or whatever the reasonable price for a whisper is these days, £1.20. Put that in, get your whisper, you go on your way. Someone goes, you're buying drugs, bought a whisper.
Yeah.
You got your money, price, it was £1.20. There's no cash transaction at that point, it was done pre-hand. That's probably the way to do it.
I think I like it.
Mm. Wonder if the police listen to this podcast.
Ah, man.
Brilliant if they do.
Yeah.
Now they're going to start looking. We can't ever own a vending machine now.
Or maybe we can, because if they're going to waste time, it's just a regular vending machine.
Maybe they'll double bluff. We can double bluff them.
We can double bluff them, and that is a drug vending machine.
No, this is the worst.
It's a triple bluff, because now we've said it's a drug vending machine, but it's meant to be a regular vending machine, which is also a drug vending machine, but it's actually a balloon vending machine.
That sounds like a quadruple bluff.
Maybe it is.
Either way, this is either the best evidence someone can get. It's like you've literally admitted it on microphone.
Well, we are on audio. Camera. You but infrared camera.
Yeah, because we're just starting to make sure that our body temperature stays the right. Oh my God, you're looking cold. Anyway, yeah. So if we do decide to do that, police have got it on tape.
We do put this on tape.
Yeah.
Only. And then we distribute it to cassette players.
We have to put it on tape.
So anyway, there's no other way to record anything. What else could you do?
I'm out of ideas. See?
Yeah, literally none. Zero.
Nada. Should we do a question then?
Go for it. You can ask this one. I asked the last one.
All right. Well, we're going to do a new format.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to toss a coin to decide which question we're going to do. Because we've obviously had so many people asking us questions.
That's not a coin. I thought it was.
I mean, if it was flat on both sides, you could have like fashioned it as a coin. But that was a... That'll work. Oh, wow. This is a fancy coin. I was genuinely thinking it was going to be the same on each side. As I do this, not helpful at all. So, this one will be that top question.
Okay.
This one will be the bottom one.
Ooh. Ooh, hear that coin sound effect? That's premium coin, that is.
I wonder if you actually heard it. That was the bottom one.
That's the bottom one.
I'm going to do it right next to there. See if it hears the sound. You got to stay quiet.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm really excited to hear that back. It's the most excited I've been for a while.
That's some question then, bro.
Yep. What would you do if you found a dead body in your bedroom?
I wouldn't call the police. I've already established I don't trust them.
I'd put it in a vending machine. Ooh, I'd chop it up, put it in small pieces in a vending machine.
Now...
And then tell all the cannibal who it is.
Dead body. Are we saying... Recently dead, or like skeleton.
Also, are we saying it's someone you know or don't know?
Exactly.
I think those are two important things.
So many variables.
Well, I think if we decide on those, I say you don't know who they are, because I think we're trying to establish what you would do if it's just a random dead body. So random. I like the idea of it just being someone you don't even know. You can't Google them. They're not famous. You can decide whether they're recently dead or. Quite a while ago.
Recently dead.
How long?
36 minutes.
Okay. So really recent. So they'd still be warm to a degree.
It's winter.
Yeah, but they're inside your bedroom.
Yeah, but you know how cold my bedroom is. You know
how cold. Bro, you know you. Your bedroom's always at like full heat. That's why we can't run the ship. Literally, I'm just like, oh, have we got anywhere powering this thing? Nope, my bedroom's at 95 degrees Celsius. Just nice and toasty, like I like it.
That's comfortable bedroom temperature. Yeah,
exactly, for you.
You know, I like to be like a big hot dog.
Yeah. You're always rolling around on the floor when I see you.
Yeah.
Like on one of those machines.
Yeah, that's my bed.
Ooh. I wonder if... You know how sometimes you wake up with pains because you sleep in a funny position?
Ooh, like get a roll in bed. That's a good idea, you know.
So that you never are in one position, so your body is...
Isn't that like a thing with pillows, like... They do like pillows with like a wheat in or something because it never settles properly and constantly moves.
Yeah, so when you roll onto a different patch, it then
it like constantly moves around, not a lot, but enough so that you don't lie perfectly still.
Hmm.
Whole bed? Do you think that's what you get on a water bed? I've never slept on one. I've slept on an air.
Oh, bed. I can imagine there's a lot of like constant movement.
Yeah,
I think it's not so. The wheat thing is slow.
Yeah,
but the water bed. Rapid. Yeah, like it would just be you make one movement and you'd be wobbling for ages. Like you'd have to wait for it to settle. Well, the wheat thing is more about just not being perfectly still. Yeah, like a whole wheat bed or just like a machine that like complete.
Like, I like the idea of like sleeping on a hot dog roller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
Is the dead body in that?
I hope not. I sleep on that.
Well, annoying.
I think I'd clean it again. It takes ages to clean it. Gotta take all the rollers off and they don't fit in the dishwasher.
Especially if it's full worm size.
Well, you know I can shrink down.
Yeah, but why would you want to shrink down when you're sleeping? You want to be at your most comfortable?
That's true.
I mean, I don't know what your comfortable sleeping size is, but mine...
17 feet.
That's close to mine.
Yeah. If it means I have a big hot dog roller bed.
You should get one of those custom-built snake ones, python ones.
What's that?
Well, python's normally quite long, snakes.
Oh, I thought you meant like a python themed bed. That like long enough to fit a python, like it had like snake sideboards or something.
Python a type of code?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you mean that? Or did you mean that? It could be that as well. And you were like, I didn't know what you meant by python. You were like, he's obviously talking code.
It's got all like code all around the side of it.
No, python the snake.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a recently dead body.
Yeah, recently dead body.
36 minutes. So it's potentially could still be warm if the bedroom's warm.
Yeah, or cold if the bedroom's cold.
Yeah. But it would have to be really, really cold because the body takes a little while.
Not if they were already cold.
Oh, yeah, because... Well, that might help you determine how they died. Not that you need to do that, because it just says, what would you do if you found one? Not, would you find out who murdered them and why they're there?
I'd take their shoes.
Yeah, I feel like you've said this before in another episode about taking shoes. So I believe that. Like, 100% you mentioned about taking shoes. And something about socks, and it ended up coming into Wizard of Oz.
I told you, if nothing, I'm consistent.
Yeah, well, this is it. Very, very true. So you'd add it to your shoe collection.
Yeah, just my shoe collection.
That you've taken from other people.
And then I'd probably call the police at some point after I've taken the shoes. But then when they came, I'd be like, yeah, no shoes.
What if it's a play on words and it's actually a dead body, but the body is a body of water? So it's just...
So it's a paddling pool.
It's a paddling pool or a glass of water. What would I do? I'd drink it because I was thirsty. I'm in a room that's 95 degrees. I
wouldn't drink a paddling pool of water.
Probably couldn't drink that much anyway.
I could drink that much, but... Who's been in it?
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's in your bedroom, so you assume just you.
Yeah, but I've got no door.
Mm.
So you could have been in there sneaking around. I know what you're like. You're always looking at my hot dog roller bed.
Only, no, I'm only in there to check out your new shoes collection. Check if your bed...
Why has he got so many new shoes?
Exactly. I check the bed out purely to make sure that it's nice and warm and toasty for you.
Okay.
That is, I worry about you. I'm definitely not sleeping in there. The padding pool's just, you know, a bonus. I fall in it. If I don't, I don't.
That's fair.
So I don't intentionally go in there.
If it's a dead body, maybe I would perform a seance with it.
Why?
Well.
What are you gaining from the seance?
To see if they're real or not. So surely, performing a seance, the chance of it working, the time the body's been dead has to have some bearing on it. Because no ghost is going to stay around in the same place for however long.
So you're thinking, because it's only been
fresh,
dead a short period of
time.
Yeah,
it might still be there. Give it a bash.
What's, I would probably do like, Ouija board.
Mm.
Or maybe do both at the same time.
Oh yeah, get them both going.
Yeah, because if we do both, then we got a chance of hitting, like, more, because maybe they can only communicate in certain ways and we don't know yet.
Exactly.
So the Ouija board might work.
What other options are there?
Of communicating with the dead?
Yeah. BlackBerry Messenger.
No, isn't there a people odd. Still use, like, you can use, like, infrared still works, or there's a certain type of camera.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, Bluetooth is a camera. No, it's a type of camera that picks up, it's supposed to pick up.
A broken one.
No, ectoplasm, no, I'm joking. Like infrared or something like that.
Yo, look at the ectoplasm on my camera. Bro, I've told you that's not ectoplasm. What have you been doing? No, it's ectoplasm, I swear. It's covered in it.
You know it is, there's loads. It can't be anything else.
Look how much it is.
When it's drenched, bro. And it's all over your wall, don't you, dress?
Oh, ghosts are dirty, you know.
I'm saying, sometimes you just can't trust them. Don't look for this infrared camera, though. Yeah, I think it's like infrared or something like that.
Maybe, I don't know.
But yeah, that's, I don't know any other way. Seances.
Medium? So is that just a seance? That's just a seance,
well,
isn't
yeah, it? Yeah, they're meant to be specialists in it, aren't they?
So they say.
Okay.
They both did the same.
Well, in fairness, I would just think, if you were trying to say you're the specialist at something, why would you call yourself medium?
Go large.
Yeah, I'm a large.
Yeah, I'm a large. I'm an XL.
Yeah, like even big. Yeah, guys, go yeah, triple
yeah.
XL.
Yeah, why not?
Like a medium.
Yeah, hello, innit?
How would you like it cooked? Rarest of rare.
Yeah.
Like my bodies. So just dead. That would make more sense if you went, I'm a rare.
Yeah, it's true.
Because your body's just dead.
Yeah.
But part of me would want to investigate, like, why is his body there?
Well, I mean, yeah, I thought that initially, but if I turned up and it's got no head, there's not much investigation to do, is there? Like, he died, he's got no head. But if I turned up and he had...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't work out why. Like, why is there a... Like beheaded body in your bedroom.
Well, slashy Pete was coming out of the room when I went in.
I also don't feel like I have the tools for a mainstream investigation. Like, I don't have good contacts in the police.
Oh, I mean, like, eye contacts. I don't have good contacts.
Well,
I don't have good contacts either,
so I don't even know if the head is or isn't there. It's just a real stumpy man.
Okay, but what makes the police so good at investigating?
I feel like they have access to more resources than I do.
Like what would they possibly have that we wouldn't have?
Fingerprint.
We can do fingerprints.
Yeah, but we'd have to start from scratch. We've got no fingerprints whatsoever. They've got already a database.
Yeah, I'm not saying our database would like be much in comparison to theirs, but we could do a fingerprint and start a database.
That's what I meant.
That's what I'd do. I'd start a fingerprint database.
Especially if no one knows why.
Yeah.
They'd just be like, yeah, okay, cool. Why not?
I wouldn't do it.
I reckon you get loads of people saying no.
Can you start a fingerprint database?
I don't see why you couldn't, but you'd have to make sure they signed a document that they're happy for you to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't see why not. If anything, the police might come knocking on your door going, oh, no, you got one. Didn't match on ours. Any chance you can try yours?
I'm not sharing it.
More. Pay ya.
Ooh, got to use my vending machine.
They'll say, well, remove that dead body from your bedroom. Been there a while.
Yeah, that's my fingerprint database. I'm taking that.
Yeah, maybe not, like, find out why it's there. I think the other thing is... Do you just leave it there, or do you get rid of it? We already said we don't want to tell the police.
Also, what if I just ordered a dead body, and that's where they put it? So I know why it's there.
I guess... Would you still be finding it in there?
Yeah.
Or would you just be...
Yeah, it's like if... you know when you're out for a delivery and you say, leave it in the porch or whatever. Leave it in my bedroom. That's why I just found
but
it.
But then you wouldn't find it in there. You'd say, leave it in the porch, but they decided to put it in your bedroom and you found it in there.
Yeah.
Maybe. I just don't understand.
So where, it depends.
If I just don't understand where you're ordering a dead body from. Exactly.
Dead body wish. Temu, bro.
Temu is the new, is the dead body version of Wish.
Yeah, so funny Temu.
But actually, Wish probably has more dead bodies because it is dying.
That is true.
So it's like, Temu's taken over. What else can we sell? What does Temu not do? Bodies.
Would it be illegal to buy a dead body? Like, you've not, if it was a perfectly, like, it was natural causes, it had been like autopsy had been done, there was no, like, nothing shady, can you, the family wanted to sell the dead body, they didn't want to bury it.
I just don't think it's, I think there's something in the law that would stop.
But what could they possibly stop you selling it?
Why? Because it's weird, bro.
I'm not saying it's not weird.
Well, that's why they put, you cannot sell dead bodies. Why? It's weird. That's it. But that's the law.
There's lots of weird stuff on the internet.
Yeah, but I think this is one of those ones they put in because it was weird from a long time ago. Actually, maybe they didn't cover it. Because actually, ages and ages ago, people probably were willing to make money off anything. Like, oh, actually, can we take your dead body away?
Yeah.
And I reckon nobody ever wrote it into the law because it just naturally came weird to not want to give your dead body away.
I would think if there's a dead body and it's been... The coroner has said, yeah, just natural causes. There's absolutely nothing to doubt that.
Hmm.
Surely there's no reason as to why they can't sell that dead body. Because there's no legal obligation to say you have to bury a body, you have to cremate a body. That's just a thing.
No, I think you have to.
I don't. What? Why? Who? What's forcing you to do it?
Well, no, because I think they just have to. They have to do it anyway.
Who do?
The burn people.
They do like to.
No, I don't know. You know, there has to be something. I don't know.
Because
I don't know if there is.
It's just a done thing, isn't it? It's just a convention. We bury the dead. We burn the dead.
Whatever. Maybe people don't do it because they're just like they don't want the heat. You start selling
a
dead bodies.
Crematorium is hot.
No, but if you start selling, dead bodies, police are on you straight away, aren't they?
No, but
they're going to be your dodgy
not
character.
If every dead body you have has been signed off by a coroner to say natural causes.
I reckon you just get too much heat from people. You'd get like so much bad press.
It's like selling a car at a police auction. Basically, it's the same.
I don't know that car's not dead though, is it?
I don't know. It's not alive.
We could do a sound tour on her. Yeah, I just think if not illegal, it's frowned upon.
Mm. Yeah,
I feel that's
there's
plenty
the heavy frowns. Yeah, the frowning is heavy.
Yeah,
but like if you're the guy who buys the dead bodies, everyone's frowning at you.
At what point can you? So you know, obviously rigor mortis kicks in. You can't really do much more with a body.
Yeah.
At what point can you like put their face in a smile
and just leave it?
And leave it. Or can you still do stuff? Because I know you can't. You can physically not move a body after a certain period of time.
No, so
it's almost too hard.
I think certain muscles relax, and then some of them go into rigor mortis. I don't think you could give them a permanent smile. I think those muscles would just like.
What if you held their face in a smile position until rigor mortis kicked in?
Buy a body, and we'll find out. Get it fresh.
Ooh. See, that's where I think it might be difficult. I don't think you could just get a fresh one. There's too much paperwork to
put out. Good. You can get stuff from Tesco delivered in 20 minutes.
I think you were saying if the family signed off, the autopsy's all okay.
Yeah, okay, so this is the situation. They're in hospital.
Yeah.
117 years old.
Yeah.
Coroner's already signed the death certificate.
You can't still. They can't.
No, he's got it like pre.
He can't though, because they would still have to make sure nothing dodgy was
going to happen. He's been there for 3 years. Like, he's surprised that this woman's not dead. He's like, look, man.
I still think they would do it because he could be poisoner. They'd have to get an independent. Why have you been there for 3 years, you weirdo? The independent. Other people.
Because this is a medical like anomaly. Everyone's there. She finally passes away from natural causes. Like, there's the coroner, the assistant coroner, an independent party, a lawyer, the police, the judge. They're all there. Instantly signed off. Like, yep, yeah, this is natural causes. Straight on dead body wish.
Yeah.
Immediate delivery.
Yeah.
I'm next door. It's there in 5 minutes. Got it.
I think maybe in that weird niche scenario.
It's a fringe scenario.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I'm not going to get this opportunity much.
I think it would also have to be one in her will that she's happy to sell it.
Yeah, I'm guessing
so. There's no arguments she, you know, was it not her choice, not her free will, blah, blah. And you would have to have, that the family would have to have signed the paperwork to sell it straight away.
Would you have free will if you were dead?
No, but you have free will when you're alive.
Yeah, but once you're dead and someone buys your body.
No, but you can still say what happens to your remains.
You can say it.
You can put it in your will.
To a certain extent, but yeah. You can, if you're alive.
Yeah, but you can also put in there, don't sell my body.
Yeah, you can.
So what I'm saying is, she has to have kind of.
Okay, well, because what I was saying is, you can opt out of surgery when you're alive. You can say, no, I don't want it, but you can't opt out of an autopsy.
No, but you can, you can opt out of like resuscitations.
Yeah, but you can't opt out of an autopsy.
You can literally.
So you only have so much, but if you say, I don't, my body's sold, they probably have to respect
that. I think if you don't specifically say, don't sell my body.
You have to put it in.
Yeah, it has to be specifically said, I want to sell it.
Yeah. It's like it's like DNR. There's like we have an acronym for it, DNS, do not sell.
I kind of like it. It also get people confused like around DNS, like servers and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's almost the same. It comes up so often in day-to-day working.
Well, if you're searching DNS, what do you think is going to come up more often?
Well, obviously selling now. We'll be the number one.
It'll take a while.
But eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
It's a slow burn.
I mean, I'd consider that depending on the price. Like, if I'm getting 20p for a dead body, it seems like I'd be losing money.
It's hard to say, isn't it? Like, would it buying a dead body be outrageously expensive or ridiculously cheap because you're doing a service? Like, they don't have to deal with it anymore. Like, I've £2 sorted. It's out of my hands now. I don't have to do anything with this body. It's your responsibility. Or because you are buying a human body, like, it's astronomically expensive because you're buying a body.
And also, I don't think a lot of families would be happy to sell it, so I reckon it's going to be hard to get your hands on them.
I reckon some might be all right with it.
No, I said some, but I reckon more don't.
Yeah.
A few out there will be like, throw us a few bob our way and we're good to go.
And then also, you've got the bodies of famous people. Like, can you imagine when, like, Jackie Chan goes, his body would go. If he doesn't.
What makes you think his body is not anybody's going to be able to buy his body? His body is going to be in a mausoleum.
He didn't put DNS on his will. That's free. Trust that's me. Free game. Trust as long me. As he's natural causes.
Well, you
and
do.
We all know no one's going to kill Jackie Chan.
DNS is going to take off like a wildfire, right?
Of course it is.
It's going to take off way before Jackie Chan is close to death.
Yeah, but
he's going to already know about this and put DNS in.
Do you know what? Because do you know what famous people love? They love being appreciated.
This and is why we wouldn't want to. No. Why we get sold to like some weird little creep? Whereas actually, if you went put it in a museum,
The museum will buy it.
Yeah, so it could be only to be sold to a museum.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you could.
So then you can't sell it to someone. And museums don't tend to buy stuff. It can be donated. So you could just say donate to a museum.
They do buy some things, but they do get a lot of donations.
Or steal it if you're the British museums.
That's true. No, I'm not condoning body theft. That's different. Like,
yeah, that's weird.
That's weird.
That's completely weird.
I'm bored with that. Like, consensual selling of the human body is fine.
I think in fairness, you kind of made a good point there. Like, if you're not trying to earn, then what are you doing? Like, essentially, there's a dead body. You have two options. Oh, you have a few options. Call the police. Yep. We're not going to do that because we're not idiots.
Yeah.
You can investigate it.
Yeah.
You can eat it if you want. You can put it in your hot dog bed.
Yeah.
You can put it in the paddling pool. You can leave it. You can drag it outside. Or you can be the smart thing, make some money from it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if money falls on the floor, it's yours.
Well, essentially, yeah. You just picked it up and passed it on.
Yeah.
You know what they say? Pick up a penny, pass it on, good luck all day.
Same, ooh, really. So it's called Penny.
Well, that would be what the website or the company would have Penny. Like Penny Bodies. Oh, but they don't cost a penny.
I thought you were saying the dead body was called Penny.
Oh, no. I meant the company we call, like, Penny Bodies. As in anybody's, ooh, penny bodies.
I like that. That's a good
one. So it's a play on word. Because pick up a penny, pass it on, you have good luck all day. But also, anybody can have that body now. So it's like, it's called penny bodies.
Penny bodies. That's good. I like it.
Fuck you, Wish. Got a wrong website?
Shit.
Penny bodies. Pennybodies.com. Come get anybody's sellable body.
Any sellable body has to have been natural causes. No DNS.
That'll be in the terms and conditions. That's not in the selling tagline. It's a bit long, bro.
No, I'm letting people know.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously,
I thought you were still doing the tagline.
No. Because if people go on there now and they're trying to find Michael Jackson's body, like, we can't. We're not. That's not going to be on there. Yeah. We're not doing anything.
We
shady.
Had it. We sold it already. Yeah. Sorry, guys, you missed out.
We're not doing anything shady. We're not doing anything illegal. This is all consensual.
Yeah.
Buddy purchased.
Well, it'll be all in the T's and C's.
Yeah, all in
the
T's and C's.
Trust me, the T's and C's on this thing will be long. Just to cover everything.
Yeah.
We don't do overseas shipping yet.
Not yet.
But you can pay to be...
That's mainly because of vampires, though. We've got to be careful.
Yeah, because we have to What is it when you... pre-vet people. We don't want, like...
Prenup.
We have to prenup people.
No, marrying the dead bodies, all right.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good point, actually. We've got to vet you to make sure you're not a creep.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a body and... eat it, or, you know.
We're going to have a separate team for that, because we're going to have to vet a lot of weird people.
Well, I think we can also have people sign a subscription to the website.
What, like a monthly dead body?
No, but they can sign up so they get first dibs.
Ooh,
on
what about rentals?
I just think there's no way to preserve them.
Freeze them?
Yeah, can you trust the person that's buying the rental body?
No different from renting a DVD. If you sent it back not in the condition, there's a fine. Something we can look into.
I think it's more you buy it, but we give you the option to sell it back to us.
Yeah, but I just think the recurring revenue of being able to rent. Like, if we score a good buddy.
Yeah, but buying
if
one...
we get Barack Obama, can you imagine how much money rental-wise we'd get on that? That's just set now. Like, we definitely know
we won't get Barack Obama.
But
in fairness, we'd get loads for, like, Donald Trump as well.
What if we got a Barack Obama lookalike?
Like, if we had Hitler, we'd still get loads for that as well.
Yeah, we'd have to find him, though.
Yeah, no, but if we had him.
If we had him, yeah.
I reckon we'd still get loads of people renting that.
That's what
I'm
saying. Can you imagine, like, the rental games?
If not, just to kick him in the balls.
Yeah.
And then send him back. Yeah. Kick him in the balls continuously for a week. Send him back.
But then the problem is that, like, I get it. But we will have to find them on damage on the property. Like,
yeah, that's fine. I guess we're also going to have really, really good...
lawyers.
Yeah, lawyers. Yeah. Really good lawyers. Like Elon Musk-esque lawyers. We'd have to have... what are the people that dress the body? Embalmers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would have to do some work on these balls to get them back in working condition.
The day's in working condition, bro.
What I meant was, they look like
presentable.
Still presentable, not squished.
Yo, you said this dead body without working genitalia.
I think there has to be like mega fines though, because people will be willing to dismantle, like, just destroy a body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, put it like this: if you, if someone wrecks a rental apartment, obviously, like, really badly, you can only take them to court because the damages are too high for the security deposit, or You just take your losses and you go. But you've still got a building you can rent once you fix it. So someone wrecks a body.
Yeah, we're out.
We're out. That body's gone. Like, if they wreck it enough, there's no way we could, like...
Yeah, no, we're talking, like, if you... Like, there's... To get onto the rental service, like, you have to be vetted, you have to sign, like, all these agreements.
Yeah,
if
so we know you're not dodgy.
And realistically, the only people who are going to be on the rental service are, like, massive millionaires, like, so...
Well, it will be too costly, but also, I feel like it's trustworthy. You know, like a credit score.
Yeah,
it's like that. So you don't earn enough to rent this out regularly.
Call it a seance score.
Ooh, I like that. Oh, well, you could do two different. You could do like a seance score and a Ouija vet.
Ooh, a Ouija vet.
Ouija vet's like vetting. You also got to vet the dead body.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to go haunt people,
Oh yeah, kind of exactly.
So yeah, we'll have to do Ouija vetting as well.
That is true, because if we send by somebody,
is it Ouija or Ouija? Ouija.
I don't know.
One of those. Yeah.
One of those. We'll get the semantics sorted.
Yeah, because again, if you're going to have Hitler's actual body, it's probably going around like really.
Oh, if there's any body that's haunted, it's what that one for sure. Like,
yeah, but I also think then we don't not rent it.
Oh no,
we can't. Just disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer.
This one is definitely haunted.
Oh yeah, like when you find it on the website, there's like a big red banner, haunted.
Yeah, ooh, red. I like that.
Oh, you gotta let people.
Would it be like blood dripping down? Try.
Let's not get too cheesy on it. Okay, like, cool. We're a legitimate business. We're not a clown party.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we call ourselves Penny Bodies. So.
Because you gotta get the business in, but once they're on, they've got to appreciate.
Penny Bodies. Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, and then they've got to appreciate that when they're on there, we're a legitimate business.
Yeah,
and,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
Anyway, easy. Maybe,
yeah, cool. I'm down with that. Yeah.
Another business on the old...
Can't wait to write the book.
Business treadmill.
It's a business book. That's written while standing on a treadmill.
Yeah, that's how business treadmill works.
That's why if you can't read it, it's the treadmill's fault.
Yeah. Or your fault if you can't read.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anyway,
bye-bye.
Bye.